There, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. It shows called Thought Crime Live, and this is hour two from July 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I appreciate y'all joining me here today and committing some thought crimes. And I have a caller to commit a thought crime. Patrick, what's your thought crime today, sir? Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, it was like Tories, and they were the they weren't like the the Whigs. The Whigs were pro Federalist, pro British, and they always wore something red, to signify the solidarity with the crown. And again, you get a red shield, red army. You know, there's this trend going on, and they've controlled that country for a long time. They absolutely did. The Sacklers and the Crown itself is actually the city of London is run by a bunch of Jews, and they had all the merchants and the banking and the bar. They over in America they bought the presidency with Lincoln, and his which is half black, half Jewish, and they installed the Lever codes, which were just outrageous. It's just a total tyranny. They have no right to do that.
Wait, Patrick, did you say believer codes? Your audio is just a little bit spotty there. I don't know. I'm not understanding everything.
They've been doing that for a long time. The rabbi told Cromwell when they had the king, the Christian king, go ahead and stage your escape and kill him. So now they'll figure that out. It's okay, bring him to court and we'll kill him. So they do it. They control through the bar, and there's the Rothschild bar, and it's worldwide. They controlled everything by these attorneys. And in England, they had tyranny laws called villainy laws. If you declare you a villain, and because you don't have any land, because never mind that they burned you out, and now you're now they can make you a slave, and slavery, white slavery, and they had press ganging, where they would just come in and take people, and they just abused the law by the control of the legal system. We fought back. We tried to fight back. We said no titles of nobility over here. We've seen how you people operate, and we don't want no English, judges dictating to us. No, $120 is where we're going to draw the line. And we tried to go with common law, and of course it under Lincoln they completely just wiped the slate clean, and now they came back and they made everything under the corporation, and now it's really bad. It's worldwide. All governments of the world, white governments under the crown, are. They're corporations. What we have is foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves governments, and they mask under different names. Our name. We are called a person, and
yes.
This guy in Canada said when you're reading the how they handle people up there, a person is incompetent. And therefore, you have to have an attorney. And therefore, you have no right to speak for yourself. And they over here we have domestic terrorists. If you don't believe in America in the U.S. government, you're a domestic terrorist with no rights. They change our definitions around. But is it legal? No, it's not legal. are as lawful. Well, they do it, and there's nothing you can do about it because. And Michael Gaddy talks about the supremacy clause, and these rogue judges say, okay, states' rights, you ain't got no states' rights. You know, the supremacy clause, you know, says no. You know, we are supreme. The states have no rights. And that was unfair. He wasn't supposed to do that. You know, that's got to go through an act of Congress, and that's got to be a constitutional amendment. But they just do it, and they can be beaten, though, once you understand how their system works. They buy and sell you on the stock exchange, and they have.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's crazy that there's a there's an account tied to your name, and you as a corporation have all that. You know that's something they never talk about. They sure don't teach about that in school.
The legal system is their main weapon. They legalize everything, and they can be beat. But you're going to need a body of men behind you that to constitute a common law grand jury. And they will be very, very careful what they do once they see that body of men, because they can be held accountable in a common law court. Some people can do it. That's another discussion.
Mm.
But with that, I'll let you go, Stephen. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Hey, thanks very much for the call, Patrick. If you have a thought crime you'd like to share, it's 512-248-8252. That's let me make sure I'm pretty sure I said that right, but 512-248-8252 to join the conversation. Okay, and that all government, that's where it comes down to. If power is coercion and power, and government is just gangsters, that is the gangsters in charge, the gangsters of money. And it has been, that's all the way I can look at it, is that's what government has been since ancient times, basically. And now it's gotten to the point where instead of being the gangsters there in charge of you and pulling their mask off, they put all these clowns up in front of you to make you think that something's going on, like the Biden and the Trump and the puppet man. I remember years ago when, before the 2016 election, I watching InfoWars, they would have right before they had this a cut to that had a puppet there. It was just a puppet hanging on the screen, and that's basically what we've got there, the puppet that they run, that to me is not going to help changing the puppet. You know, you don't get to change the puppeteer. What difference does it make, y'all? You know, if they just put a cuter Muppet in there that you like Oscar better than Elmo, whichever, you know, that's what we got. We got Oscar and Elmo up there in the White House, whichever, because there is something manipulating them from the inside or from the outside with the money. And, it's been going on a while, too. And the lawlessness in your face is what's so unique right now to this time. I don't remember it ever being this bad in your face, as Farron used to say, that they can get away with it and nothing you can do about it. It's like, okay, that and the programming, the COINTELPRO they ran alongside it was just brilliant with the QAnon. You know, it's like, yeah, we're going to talk about what's going on with the blackmailing, but, you know, here I come to save the day. Donald Trump and the Q is on the way. It's like, come on, man. People, that ain't going to happen. I can't believe people still will think that. I mean, these masters of war, they don't have much in common with us at all. People who crave power and to rule over others, that by its very nature is going to lead to abuse. Power corrupts. And then absolute power, it corrupts you absolutely. I don't want to be in charge of some government, you know. I don't rule nobody. I don't want to be ruled. And yes, thanks. And I have a Laura in Michigan. Thanks for the call, Laura. What's on your mind?
Hi. Last night, Mike Rivera said that Canada was letting in a lot of Ukrainians into their country. Well, I think it's great. Ukrainians are white. Our country won't let the Ukrainians in. We could use some more white people to help our gene pool. You know?
Well, that's racist.
And like,
no,
South,
I'm sorry. I'm teasing. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I agree. They want to do to us what they did to South Africa, I believe. But yes, please go ahead.
Yes. They'll let the colored people come in, but they don't want to let the Ukrainians come in. I think Canada's smart about that. On a lighter note, there's a restaurant in Texas called I'm going to nominate it for best restaurant, Coffee Cup Cafe. The reason I like it, because the C's are all spelled with a capital K.
Okay, the Coffee Cup Cafe with K's, that's pretty. I didn't know that. I'll have to look that up. That's interesting.
That's in Texas.
Cool.
I got that from Glenn Beck. I heard him say it.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Yeah, but that is pretty interesting.
I just heard about it. I thought that was pretty clever. Very clever.
Very, yes.
But no, we want to let the Ukrainians in here. Let's let these white people over here.
Well, you know, very telling that they don't want to do that. They don't want to find any real refugees, actual war refugees, if they're white. No, you can't come. And they go bomb the world and invite it otherwise, except for Ukraine or white countries. Yeah, that's true.
South African whites are definitely getting persecuted. They would have a reason to come here.
I agree. I don't understand why they wouldn't let them too. And now I've heard that they don't let them either. It's very much we're targeted for elimination. Basically, they don't like white people. They won't get rid of us. We're supremacists. You know, we have our privilege. So our privilege is to be exterminated. Apparently, you know, that just it just infuriates me sometimes because anyway, you know, if you listen to RBN, you know that. Yes, I believe you. Probably on the we're probably on the same page about that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thanks very much, Laura. Right. I appreciate you. If anybody else has a comment, please call in. I would like to read another of Mr. Gaddy's articles, and this one was never published. After this one was written, then I think Mike said it was the FBI, the feds came to visit him, and it was before it was even published, and said that it called for civil disobedience or whatever. Well, you know what, we're going to commit as a thought crime, and we're going to read it right now. Okay, it's called comfortable patriotism, and in lieu of Stuart Rhodes it being keep that in mind with this. It says, over the course of several months, I have received a large number of emails concerning the group called Oath Keepers. I've been asked to join, asked why I don't mention them in my articles, and some emails in which the claim is made that Oath Keepers are our only remaining chance to protect ourselves from tyrannical government. Upon first being informed of the group, my inclination was to sit back and watch and see how the group addressed certain issues and exactly who would become active in the organization. Fully understanding if a majority of military and law enforcement personnel in this country were to honor their oaths to the U.S. Constitution and the constitutions of the individual states, real advancement towards individual freedom and liberty could be accomplished. I also understood those involved would have to uphold and defend all parts of the Constitution and not just the parts they liked or those which required nothing but lip service. I have always been suspect of those who I refer to as comfortable patriots. Those who believe all it takes to be a patriot is to join some group, send in annual dues, perhaps attend a meeting or two, and then sit on their six watching sports or American Idol on TV as the world goes to hell. Among others, I consider to be members of the comfortable patriots are those who believe career criminals masquerading as public servants will actually pay attention to a multitude of letters, phone calls, faxes, or emails requesting they follow the mandates of the Constitution. One would probably be more successful sending correspondence asking a child molester to voluntarily cease his or her actions against children. How easily forgotten was the admission by those in Congress that constituent correspondence concerning the illegal bailouts ran over 99% against that legislation. Did they or did they not authorize those bailouts contrary to the overwhelming wishes of their constituency? At first blush, I was very encouraged when Oath Keepers came under attack from the Southern Poverty Law Center, for it had been my experience SPLC exists to attack any who would oppose a nosedive into complete socialism by the U.S. government. Another concern I had was the inevitable infiltration of the group by various government alphabet agencies. History has shown anytime the government sees an organization gaining influence among the people concerning the government's socialist and criminal agendas, infiltrators and government snitches suddenly appear by the busload. They use these agents as snitches to demonize the targeted group, and if that does not seem to work, they buy off the leadership of the organization with money, power, and sex. If an, in quotes, anti-government group is in existence for more than a few months and is not infiltrated by government alphabet agencies that snitches, they must themselves be a government-run operation. COINTELPRO. My primary concern with the Oath Keepers is their propensity to support only favored parts of the Constitution. I have read there are listed orders we will not obey found here at their website. While the members' list of orders they will not obey is most commendable, glaringly absent is any reference to participation in their by their members in the undeclared, unconstitutional wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the current secret war in Pakistan being led by the CIA. This was I don't have the date, but this was a few years back when this was written, y'all. They find it easy to believe their government would move against U.S. citizens, pledge they will not participate in any criminal activities by that government against their fellow citizens, but refuse to believe the same government under two different administrations for 8+ years has led this country into wars that have taken the lives of a large number of U.S. personnel and larger numbers of Iraqi and Afghan non-combatants. All this for a government that seized firearms from honest citizens and relocated many against their will in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Does this government actually see any difference in the citizens of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the citizens of this country? Have we not been treated the same? New Orleans, Ruby Ridge, and Waco certainly come to mind. Call me an idealist, but I would hope those who are willing to pledge an oath, do not obey orders that are contrary to the Constitution, would also have a problem tolerating illegal activities by their associates who wear the same uniform. This could be especially beneficial among those in law enforcement who have signed on with the Oath Keepers. Such officers would take next break, folks, and I'll get back to this and the callers right after. Y'all stay tuned. Thank you for joining me.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Criminals, I appreciate you joining me today. Now, I'll finish the thing here I was reading that Mike Gatti wrote that never got published. This was about Oath Keepers, and he goes on to say that unless you are willing to not support any unconstitutional orders, you know, then, you know, and what, you know, the people came to feds. I think it was the FBI. I don't want to misspeak, but that was calling for civil disobedience. That's the one to keep people from going to these wars. And that just, well, that was kind of the whole point of that one. And it's kind of shocking that it was nixed before it got to be published. And so I wanted to share that with y'all too. And I have some more callers. I have Bruce in Texas next. Bruce, thank you for the call, sir. What do you think about that? That the civil disobedience will not want us to go to war. That's what they care about. That's pretty telling, I think.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people, you know, he has his friends and enemies, Mike Gatti, and I'm not here to attack him. As long as someone's, you know, halfway cogent, I don't do that. When they, you know, when it's obvious and psyop, then maybe I will. You can say all governments are evil. I don't know. Some governments are better than others. We agree to that.
Yeah, I think they all turn evil, but if I have to, and you know, I got to live somewhere, I'd rather be in a free South than under this empire. If there's got to be one, I'll go that, you know, I am all in favor of people who want to secede and restore rightful liberty. If there's any way, I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you're not going to have government, then you're not going to have utilities and freeways and, that'd be great, you know, to do it. And that's, I lived off the grid for a while. There's very, very little government where I lived. and it was freedom, you know. I don't think the world can function that way, though.
I don't know how it would. I can't disconnect either. I have to live in this world the way it is too. I still participate in the fiction of being a corporation and a corporate citizen and have a driver's license in this. And you know, I don't want to let it blackpill me. You know, I just got to do what I can do and disengage where I can. People have to make their own choice about where they go with that. You know, I don't know. about solutions. I don't think there really is a solution. The world is as it is kind of thing, you know, and we have to live in it. I don't have to like it. I'm against it. Like Frederick Blackburn says, I'm against it, you know, but I don't know how to overthrow it right away. Just to disengage from it, to find a different way is what, just like you were saying, and they don't want people to be off of the grid, you know, but I have to say, Bruce, the more that I've disengaged from especially eating corporate processed food and started eating some of the stuff I grow myself, I'm amazed how much better I feel. You know, if I can get free of some of these other things some way, I probably feel even better. My spirit would be free then, as well as the body.
But yeah, sir, Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, go ahead. Is there anything else? I do have a couple other callers, but I wanted to make sure I gave you a chance to say what you wanted to bring up, sir.
Real quick there, I saw a long time ago, it's been like 10 years ago, on one of these food channels, which I don't watch all the time, but I was surfing through the channels, and it showed these...
I'm sorry, what kind of channel? You're breaking up just a little bit. There's kind of a tin can effect on the audio. Sorry.
One second.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bruce. I don't know. I want the listeners to be able to hear you and understand you, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I better now? I'm
off. Yeah, that's a little bit better. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I was watching a food channel network. In fact, I was just surfing by and I saw these people, and it was a big table at a huge estate. You know, it was in the elitist estate. Let's put it that way. It looked like a castle almost. And they're bringing up. You know, they had a big buffet. And it was all organic, all grown on the property. Even the meat was raised and slaughtered there on the property. And, you know, and it was so healthy. And so that's what they eat. That's what they eat. And then we eat the processed foods and all that. But I hear the break. Don't worry about what people, someone said you don't have a soul. You know that's not true. There's very narrow-minded, very backbiting people out there. Just discount them, blow them off.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. I appreciate your encouragement and the call. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover, and I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar, and I will show you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And next up, I have David in California. David, thanks for the call, sir. What's on your mind?
Howdy. It's Stephen, right?
Yes, Stephen. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Before I started, do I hear right? Your ancestors were Confederates?
Some of them, yes, sir. And the ancestor that I was reading an article that Mike Gaddy had written about one of his particular ancestors, Montreville, his uncle Mont, and what happened during the war.
Well, one of my great grandpappies was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and I don't get the impression that the Confederacy believes in the Declaration of Independence.
Seemed like they were kind of fulfilling its admonition to, when a government became oppressive
union.
Of those. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, more perfect union. The idea that America is trying to build something nice instead of being just run by boss man top of the hill, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. And that's what 1776 was all about. The boss man on the hill was able to hire stooges to keep people 3,000 miles away down. And boss man on the hill lived on the other side of the ocean. And the idea that the Confederacy don't seem to believe in equal justice, united we stand, divided we fall, and equal protection. Seems like all three of those, Confederates are the proud loners going to make the day, and united we stand, divided we fall, that's in the trash. So I don't like the Confederacy. They were the suckers. The British aristocracy was trying to split up America, so they suckered the South, boss man, into, we'll call you Lord.
I have to disagree. I mean, they came from the 1848 revolutions here, and that was the Union Army. I mean, the actual history of events is very different than the Hollywood version we've been taught, or what was in the public schools that I learned.
Was it aristocrats, a trick in the South?
Well, yeah. In fact, there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a class, was there one revolution or 13? The situation as it was when the revolution happened and how long it was it's a lot more complicated than we've been led to believe. All these quote unquote founders, you know, these supposed holy men, you know, they were just, as you said, they were the rulers too. No, they weren't.
They were going to be hung and executed for signing their names to that piece of paper. They were the courageous ones that said, no, we don't need no stinking king. That's what they were saying. And that this guy has got the gall to be able to give orders on the other side of an ocean that the people on the other side got to die.
Well,
where do you get
the
off
Declaration,
on appreciating
I don't disagree
something
about
like
the Declaration.
That?
That took
some gut.
We were already
and
at
the
war
idea,
at the time.
And his house was burnt to the ground within 6 months, and many of his family never saw each other the rest of their lives. The idea that people were torn apart and asunder by some fat cats that were kissing up to the rich boy on the other side of an ocean. And who needs to believe that they are even rich? They're
like,
just bullies.
George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, I mean, they were part of that same class, you know. As you pointed out, it wasn't.
So you want to smear the founding fathers? Hey, you going to write them out of history? You know what, Monticello?
No, I want to bring back the anti-federalists and the actual history of events from the source documents. That's what we've been all about. You know, that's what I'm more about. I'm not, I don't have this reverence for the city on the hill that
freedom.
We've had. No, liberty. No, exactly not. That's what the whole point was of that.
How about this anti-abortion movement? Are they trying to take away? They basically have gotten rid of every woman doctor, every OBGYN in Idaho. There's hardly two of them left in the state of Idaho. The women's doctors are gone. They are not going to set up in that state. And then big government in Idaho is going to track them if they cross the state to go to a female doctor, an OBGYN. So if you talk about your Confederacy, they've come up with these tyrannical arms, and this gets into the Oath Keepers. There's some pretense.
Okay.
Man. They,
exactly. You know, Idaho is not in the Confederacy. I was like, man, I don't understand where you're coming from with all of this. You're just appealing to emotion instead of the facts, it seems. But I do appreciate the call, and I have some
more.
Well,
how about Alabama? How about Mississippi?
All right, well, thanks for the call, sir. I have some other ones to get to. We just have to disagree for the moment. But the actual history is not what we've been taught. I've learned a lot more of the actual history the past year than I did in, 12, 13 years of public fool indoctrination. Thanks again, sir. Next up, I have Heather in South Carolina. Hello, Heather. Thanks for the call. Do we have Heather?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Heather. Thank you.
So what's going on my mind is getting back to what you were talking about living off the grid. I have to agree with you. The way our government is, it's very crooked. And a little bit of what's been going on my mind is this whole controversy with Jason Aldean's song, Try It in a Small Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it is unreal how the Black Lives Matters has taken one person over 100 years ago that was lynched in front of that courthouse, and they're trying to correlate that with the video saying that he is racist. That is the most absurd thing I have ever heard in my entire life. And I just feel, you know, the people that are standing behind him and supporting him, I feel are doing a wonderful thing, because in that whole entire video, if you listen to it, there is not a racist slur in that video. And he is speaking the truth about what has happened in this world. And people need to realize that. And the wokes need to back off of it, because it's just, I mean, the truth is the truth. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I agree. That's you can verify it, then it's the truth. Then that people just appeal to the emotions. And well, I agree completely. And I have not seen that yet, but I heard that it was triggering a lot of the woke and the left in many ways. I had not heard anything about a courthouse and a lynching, though. That's what they're fighting.
Yeah,
back
I mean,
with.
He did the video in front of Maury Courthouse in Tennessee. And somebody from the Black Lives Matters went back in history and pulled it up that one person was lynched there in 1927, and that's what started the whole controversy.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, okay, that just seems like one of those little Easter eggs that somebody buried there on purpose almost, you know? It just seems like more programming and to me that they're trying to get us, you and him fight. That's our media and our and people just saying, let's you and him fight to us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I'll add this to go along with that. I mean, I told you I'm from South Carolina. I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Duncan, South Carolina. And the high school is James F. Burns. The mascot is the Rebels. And they have tried to change that so many times through history that it is unreal. And the last time they tried to change it, I actually went on the news and I told them, I said, no, y'all need to leave this place alone. I said, because, you know, what happened back then happened back then. And a lot of us white people know we didn't have slaves. And there was also black people that fought for that Confederate flag, too. And the people, and they need to realize that.
Yeah, I know the real history is a lot messier than people like. They like their cut and dried black hat, white hat, Western, you know, out of town by sundown, we the good guys story that they keep telling us. And the truth is not really all that way. And I really appreciate that. You know, we're neighbors. I know Duncan, and I remember when they made them remove the battle flag from their paraphernalia, too. It was just back in the 90s, I believe. Yes. I know Duncan, yes. South Carolina, very well. You'd have to check out the Dixie Republic sometime if you're ever in Traveler's Rest, by the way.
Well, I've actually been. Me and my boyfriend actually met you at Gowansville Dollar General not too long ago. So.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. I remember you now. Thanks very much for listening and for the call, Heather. I do appreciate that. And I got a couple of other ones, I have another caller too, but yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I ran into you that day. Now I do remember. Okay,
well, yes,
that's awesome. All right, have you ever been to the Dixie Republic up there, T.R.?
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I liked it going in there because there are people who meet people come. Sometimes people come by curiosity, you know, just notice that the flag's out there. But there's a core group of people that have been coming back around and around there again. I want to encourage people out there in RBN land to try to do the same close to where you are. You'd be surprised, you know, maybe we really surround them and we don't know it, but I don't know. Seems like you have to want to know a lot of things and accept a lot of things. Yeah,
the thing is, people need to go back in their history and learn exactly what that war was fought for and stop being so ignorant about it.
Amen. Well, hey, thanks very much for the call, Heather. I'm really glad y'all are listening and called in. If you can help support RBN, please do. And thanks. Thank you. I've got a couple more callers. Is there anything else before I turn you loose? I'll just give you the last word there.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks very much. Next up, I have Murr in Wisconsin. Hi, Murr. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Doing great. Having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to listen to Michael Gatti. He's been doing this for 40 years, digging up all the original documents and letters between each other, and it's amazing. I never knew I didn't know so much, you know. And every time you learn something, you realize how much more you don't know, you know.
Exactly. I'm very grateful to be able to learn more about this. It just, yeah, my dad got me started wanting to know things like that when I was young, and I'm still like that today. Keeps me young, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wanted to say, too, main reason, really, from last week when I heard Tom Rogers talking about John Benson, that's great that he took care of him with his diabetes. But what happened was he and the other instructor, when they had found how to do this with the taxes, they decided to take that to run for office and take that on the campaign trail. That's why they were put in prison. But in 2007, the student, the one and only student from 1,200 students they had, was Roger Sales, and he found out that, you know, we have dual citizenship, and you can see that in their documentation. It says that that we are both nationals and citizens, and that came about because of the Civil War, okay? And the Jim Crow laws, right? They just made everybody federal citizens or actually slaves, and it's a feudal system. So what we can do, it was discovered, is send an affidavit, which is the highest form of truth, to the Secretary of State because he is the feudal landlord. Okay, and a lot of people have done this, and it has helped them. So I just want to clarify that because that happened, you know, after John Benson and Tom Rogers and everyone else wasn't familiar with that. So I need to say that. And I know there's some, you know, some ill will between Roger Sales and Michael Gatti, but I consider both of these gentlemen professors, okay? They're very adept in each of their lines of research, you know? So it behooves us to listen to people, even if we got a scrap now and then.
Yeah, you know? I have to agree with you. I try to learn. I have to be willing to question everything I know every day. I just, I don't know. That's hard to do. But so many people fall into the emotions instead of thinking. But you said that the Secretary of State is the feudal landlord. State you live in, that does make sense.
Oh, the national one, the federal one, which is Blinken right now. Blinken, Lincoln, and Nod. Yeah, it's the Secretary of State in D.C., okay? You don't mess with the Secretary of State in your state, but then you can carbon copy to the Attorney General and all the different offices like sheriff and coroner and, you know, all the different offices in your state. So basically what you're doing is helping them find out what's going on, you know? And it also helps if you follow through on different other things like the traffic, what you do as a national, if you want to, you know. But if you're not in trade, you're traveling, and you don't have to abide by these crazy federal laws. You know, of course, we common sense laws, anarchy, that's what anarchy is, right? No rulers. It's not no rules. There are rules, and they are the Ten Commandments, basically. So people want to, you know, I mean, that's the law of liberty, those Ten Commandments. So many people have used them and go on then to quit paying taxes because, you know, federal income taxes, because we volunteer into that every year. And you can find out how to stop volunteering. And people haven't been come after, and they haven't gone to jail for it. You know, judges don't want to hear about the affidavit in court because then that exposes them, okay, exposes the whole thing. Right, and they're tyrants, but they're trying to hide that part. But also with this bit with White Rose, when I heard Luca call, and I've heard other people, there was someone that had a show, White Rose Resistance Hour, and so I was a little miffed because I know it wasn't the truth being told there either, all right? We know, you know, about Christian Germany and what was done there, and they never were Nazi, and Nazi isn't everything, but that was the Jewish publicist Conrad Haydn's word, okay, to label them, and so it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But with this resistance hour, and someone named Kat Carson in my chat rooms, I asked her if she would mind compiling some things. So in a Chitango, it's number 2, whiteroseresistance.chitango.com. I'll put it in your Thought Crime Live Chitango. But I have it closed without moderator, so it's mostly for going in there and reading. And you can scroll up through there and see all of that. But the only surviving member was a man named Jürgen Wittgenstein, apparently Jewish, right? And they had a Jewish professor, Kurt Hahn, is a much longer name. But what they did was these children, basically, in this White Rose, were working with Britain. They had a fair trial, and they were found guilty, and they were. But I wondered how much this Wittgenstein was the only one to survive. That doesn't fit the narrative, does it? That the Jewish man is the one to survive?
I'm not familiar with that whole story.
Well,
there.
See, this is another bunny hole. You know, I've got time to go down bunny holes, and I don't have a TV, and I don't want one, you know. So I go down a lot of bunny holes, and and that was one of them because I had questions, you know. Holy Spirit's given you questions, you know, look into them. See what you need to know. So anyway, he was the one responsible for writing up most of this stuff, and everyone likes to say, well, they were beheaded. Well, yeah, and the Rosenbergs were electrocuted. But at Nuremberg, they hanged them incorrectly so they would suffocate. And those 139 German officers were tortured, hanged upside down, their testicles crushed, and then made to stand over and over in court, and they threatened their families so they would confess. So, you know, and they say, oh, the Nuremberg Code. Well, this was common law, and we're not allowed to use common law, so we're not going to get any of that benefit. as if there was benefit, 80% of the prosecutors were Jewish. Okay?
Yeah.
You know? So we know that, but you know about Germany. That's one thing I really like about RBN. There are a lot of people that are learning and know. Now, we get these naysayers like Dave in San Francisco that I can't believe how much he doesn't like, but he'll have to learn to like some stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it either when I first learned it, and you just can't unsee a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
My dad told me that war ain't no game, and it ain't all good guys and bad. It destroyed him and some of my other family. I just hate it. And,
it's a game for the bankers, Stephen. It's a game for the bankers. It's a bloody war, a bloody game. I don't care. Mm. They want us dead. And they make money on it, all the better, right? And I mean, that was the one thing kind of that Lincolnstein did, you know, when he brought in his own money for us because... Yeah. They were going to charge, 30% interest or something?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They jack up the interest when you need the money the most, you know, trying to fight off a, you know.
Hey, I have one more caller, Merle.
All righty. Thank you.
I don't want to leave him hanging, but, hey, I really do appreciate what you do, and thanks for the information.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I have Charlie in Florida. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, Stephen. Yeah, I just am calling in response to that that ignoramus, that Democrat that called in and was claiming, you know, his great-great-grandfather or somebody like that signed some kind of document way back. Well, it just goes to show how the generations have degraded from having any common sense, you know. This guy hasn't got a clue as to what the Civil War was about. He hasn't got a clue that the Confederacy were actually fighting to preserve the Constitution. He doesn't know that. But it's the actual truth that Lincoln changed the Constitution to make it a top-down run government. And the South was fighting for us to preserve the original Constitution, which stated that the people would be ruled from the bottom up. In other words, people that had you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, this sir. Has In to fact, do if, if yeah. Charlie, if the Confederacy had wanted to preserve slavery, all they had to do was rejoin the Union and pass the amendment. Oh God, Kerwin Amendment. I forgot the name slipped out of my head right there. But there's an amendment that was passed that would have put slavery in the Constitution in perpetuity. It would not have been able to be changed, and they could have done that if they wanted to. So it goes to show you that that's not what the war was about. It was about us being invaded. And
exactly.
The border states to start with. Yes, they set other ones against us.
It was about the right to succeed too, which you brought up early in the show. And we've got to succeed again, and kick these little dumbass Democrat, you know, idiots like called in that hates the Confederacy. We need to kick them to the curb. You know, because they want a federal government that rules us, and we want a government by the people, for the people, that rules from the top, from the bottom up. In other words, I want to elect the Supreme Court of my state, who can overrule the Supreme Court of the United States. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, that would make more sense. Localism, I agree with you there. It would work better, I'm glad you brought that up, because the real history is far from what we've been taught. And the Confederacy, was more.
Absolutely.
It was in the very spirit of the Declaration of Independence, the secession, and the leaving the Union. You know, that was fulfilling the Declaration's charge that when government became tyrannical to overthrow it or to leave it, find a different way. It just that was very frustrating to see someone on the side of the empire that came and put their boot on the neck of us in the Confederacy, not only during the war, but afterwards. I've been reading lately a book called Wade Hampton and the Deliverance of South Carolina by the Red Shirts in 1876, which when they ended Reconstruction here, I had read that book a long time ago, and it's very interesting. And the parallels to what's happening now when the way people were, it's like us under the Reconstruction. It's like the Bolsheviks, you know, in Bolshevik 2.0. There's so many echoes going on in history with history right now. And this guy, you're right. I don't think he's
I don't think he's wrapped too tight. For one thing, he was saying that he talking about how the South is doing away with abortion. Well, he wants to kill innocent women and women. Allow women to kill innocent people's lives? Give me a break.
I agree. Yes, sir. Murder. I'm sorry to talk over you. Let me bring James in Vancouver on before we go out. He's on hold, too, sir. Hi, James. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. I'm just calling in to support you and your show and Mike Gaddy as well. Thank you.
Oh, well, hey. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, you heard that guy. Charlie was talking about Dave.
I
don't have the time to go back and point out everywhere he's wrong. But you can learn. Look, I go to a history class every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10. Mike Gaddy's Teach Me True History on Telegram, and I learn more every time. And I think you could subscribe to michaelgaddy.substack.com and Casey Whalen too. Both of those guys, I support you on Substack. If you can support RBN and them, I appreciate it, man.
this is indicative of the fact that Mike Gaddy and you and others are bringing up truth. Okay. And I can't stand somebody who, if he can't handle the truth, then he should get the hell out of here.
Yeah, RBN ain't for you. You know, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving ain't for you, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sir, I'll let you guys
go. As always, thanks very much for the call, James. And I hear the Masters of War coming up in the background. Y'all be good to each other. And remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. Join me next week for more Thought Crime Live.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.